Copyright notice. All rights reserved. No part of this audio may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means electronic, except for brief quotations and printed reviews, without the prior permission of the author or publisher. Belief Systems by Charles Henry Thomas. Narrated by Albert E.
Why Humans Seek Meaning. Across every era of human history, people have looked beyond the surface of daily life and asked the same enduring questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What should I do with my time on Earth? These questions are not luxuries. They are woven into the fabric of human consciousness. We are the only species known to contemplate its own existence, to imagine futures that do not yet exist, and to reflect on the moral weight of our choices. This search for meaning is not a sign of weakness or confusion. It is a defining feature of our species. It shapes our art, our laws, our relationships, and the stories we pass down through generations. Whether through myth, philosophy, science, or personal reflection, humans continually build frameworks that help them navigate uncertainty. Belief systems, religious or secular, emerge from this deep psychological need. They offer explanations for suffering, guidance for behavior, and a sense of belonging within something larger than the self. Even those who reject traditional belief structures often create new ones. Personal philosophies, ethical codes, or scientific worldviews that serve the same purpose. Meaning is not optional. It is the compass by which we orient our lives, and the diversity of belief systems across cultures reflects the many ways humans attempt to answer the same universal questions. 2. What religion gives. Religion has been one of humanity's oldest and most enduring tools for making sense of the world. Long before written language, early societies developed rituals, symbols, and shared stories that explained natural forces, guided behaviors, and strengthened social bonds. Over time, these traditions evolved into the structured religions we recognize today, complete with sacred texts, moral teachings, and communities built around shared identity. At its core, religion offers a moral compass rooted in collective wisdom. It provides clear guidance on how to live, how to treat others, and how to navigate life's challenges. For many, this structure brings stability and purpose. It answers questions that science cannot. What happens after death? Why do we suffer? How should we live a good life? Religion also creates powerful social cohesion. Shared rituals, from weddings to funerals, mark the milestones of life and reinforce a sense of belonging. Communities built around faith often provide emotional support, charitable aid, and a feeling of being part of something greater than oneself. In times of crisis, these networks can be a lifeline. Yet religion is not without its complexities. Its strength, the ability to unify, can also divide. Dogma can become rigid, institutions can become political, and belief can be used to justify actions that contradict the very values a religion claims to uphold. Still, for billions of people, religion remains a source of comfort, identity, and moral grounding. To understand religion objectively is to recognize both its profound contributions to human life and the challenges that arise when belief becomes inflexible. It is neither wholly good nor wholly flawed. It is a human creation shaped by our deepest hopes and fears. 3. The cognitive leap. How the human mind became a meaning-making machine. Humanity's search for meaning didn't begin with temples or scriptures. It began inside the brain. Long before the first myth was spoken or the first ritual performed, something extraordinary happened in our cognitive evolution. Our ancestors developed the ability to think beyond the immediate moment. This shift, subtle at first, eventually reshaped the entire human experience, from instinct to imagination. Early hominins lived in a world governed by instinct. Survival depended on reacting quickly to threats, finding food, and cooperating with the group. But over thousands of generations, the brain expanded, not just in size, but in complexity. Neural networks responsible for memory, imagination, and symbolic reasoning grew more sophisticated, allowing humans to picture things that weren't physically present, recreate past events in the mind, imagine future outcomes before acting, and assign meaning to symbols, gestures, and sounds. This was the birth of imagination, the first spark of myth-making. As symbolic thought emerged, the world transformed. A footprint in the mud was no longer just a mark, it became a story. A fire was not merely warmth, it was a force. A dream was not a random image, it was a message. Symbolic thinking opened the door to art in the form of cave paintings, carvings, and body markings, to language as shared meaning encoded in sound, to ritual as repeated action representing ideas, and to myth as narrative that explained the unexplainable. These were not simply cultural developments, they were cognitive revolutions. Humans didn't just think differently, they felt differently. With imagination came anxiety, hope, longing, and curiosity. We became aware of our own mortality, we recognized injustice, we wondered about purpose. This emotional depth created a psychological need for comfort in uncertainty, explanations for suffering, a sense of belonging, and a framework for morality. Belief systems, religious or otherwise, emerged as emotional stabilizers as much as intellectual constructs. With the ability to imagine consequences, humans began evaluating actions not only by immediate survival, but by their impact on others. Empathy expanded, cooperation deepened, communities grew larger and more complex. Shared rules, moral stories, taboos, and social contracts emerged from this new moral awareness. Belief systems became the scaffolding that held these structures in place, giving them continuity, authority, and meaning. A turning point in human history. The cognitive leap didn't happen in a single moment, but its effects were seismic. It transformed a species of clever primates into storytellers, philosophers, and architects of meaning. It laid the foundation for every belief system that would follow, from ancient animism to modern atheism. Humanity didn't just evolve biologically, we evolved psychologically, and once we crossed that threshold, we never went back. 4. Global parallels, civilizations that reached the same conclusions. Humanity's great migration scattered our ancestors across continents long before written history. They settled in deserts, jungles, mountains, islands, and frozen tundra, often with no contact for tens of thousands of years. Yet when we examine the belief systems that emerged in these isolated worlds, we find something extraordinary. They rhyme. Despite vast differences in environment, language, and culture, humans everywhere built belief systems that echo one another in structure, purpose, and emotional tone. This is one of the strongest clues that belief is not merely cultural, it is cognitive. Shared questions, shared answers. Across every continent, ancient civilizations asked the same questions about existence, and remarkably, they often arrived at answers that echoed one another despite having no contact. Creation stories, for example, almost always begin with a primordial chaos, a vast darkness, a cosmic ocean, or an empty void, followed by a first separation that divides light from darkness or sky from earth. A creative force then emerges, sometimes a god, sometimes an animal, sometimes a cosmic egg, shaping the world and eventually forming humans from clay, breath, blood, or earth. Whether in the Yoruba story of a chain dropped from heaven, the Maori tale of Sky Father and Earth Mother being pushed apart, or the Greek emergence from chaos, the structure is astonishingly consistent. These stories reveal a universal human need to anchor the unknown in narrative form. Moral codes show the same convergence. Even without contact, societies independently developed rules against murder, theft, betrayal, and the mistreatment of children. They valued honesty, cooperation, and respect for elders. These weren't imported ideas, they were survival strategies. Communities that tolerated chaos collapsed, while those that upheld shared ethics thrived. Belief systems became the storytelling mechanism that reinforced these rules, giving them emotional weight and cultural memory. The afterlife, too, appears everywhere. Egyptians envisioned the Field of Reeds, Vikings imagined Valhalla, indigenous Australians described Dreamtime, and the Maya spoke of layered realms of challenge and transformation. Even early hunter-gatherer groups with no formal religion believed consciousness continued in some form. This wasn't naivete, it was a psychological response to the awareness of mortality. Once humans understood death, they needed a story that softened its finality. Across the world, people also sensed invisible forces shaping their lives. Polynesians spoke of mana, the Chinese described qi, indigenous Americans believed in spirit animals, Greeks imagined fate as a cosmic thread, and Hindus articulated karma as a moral physics. These ideas arose independently because the human brain is a pattern-detecting machine. When we encounter events we cannot explain, we infer intention. When we feel awe, we imagine presence. Belief systems became the language for these intuitions. Even the hero's journey appears everywhere. Cultures separated by oceans still told stories of a young hero called to adventure, descending into danger, facing symbolic death, returning transformed, and bringing wisdom back to the community. This pattern appears in the Epic of Gilgamesh, the Polynesian stories of Maui, the West African tale of Sundiata, the Greek myths of Heracles, and the Navajo story of Monster Slayer. These similarities are not evidence of cultural borrowing, but of psychological architecture. Humans everywhere see themselves in the hero's struggle. Rituals show the same universality. Drumming, chanting, fasting, dancing, and sacrifice emerged because they reduce anxiety, strengthen group identity, mark life transitions, and synchronize emotions. Rituals were humanity's first social technology, a way to turn individuals into a cohesive we. Strip away the cultural costumes and belief systems across the world, address the same core needs: belonging, explanation, comfort, order, identity, and hope. This is why religions look different but feel familiar. They are mirrors of the same species grappling with the same existential questions. Even secular philosophies mirror religious structures, offering moral frameworks, shared narratives, symbolic rituals, and origin stories grounded in science rather than myth. Belief systems are not about gods, they are about humans. 2. Moral codes, convergent ethics. Across the world, even in cultures that never encountered one another, people developed nearly identical moral rules. Anthropologists call this moral convergence, and it reflects the simple truth that societies survive only when cooperation outweighs chaos. Every community, from the smallest tribe to the largest ancient kingdom, recognized the need to prohibit murder, discourage theft, value honesty, protect children, respect elders, and uphold loyalty to the group. These were not imported ideas, they were survival strategies. A tribe that tolerated violence or betrayal collapsed, while one that reinforced trust and cooperation thrived. Belief systems became the narrative framework that carried these rules forward, giving them emotional weight and cultural memory. The same pattern appears in humanity's understanding of death. No matter where people lived, they imagined something beyond the final breath. Egyptians envisioned the Field of Reeds. Vikings imagined Valhalla. Indigenous Australians described Dreamtime. The Chinese honored ancestors who remained active in the world. And the Maya spoke of layered realms of challenge and transformation. Even early hunter-gatherer groups with no formal religion believed consciousness continued in some form. This wasn't naivete, it was psychological necessity. Once humans became aware of mortality, they needed a story that softened its finality. People everywhere also sensed invisible forces shaping their lives. Polynesians spoke of mana, the Chinese described ki, indigenous Americans believed in spirit animals, the Greeks imagined fate as a cosmic thread, and Hindus articulated karma as a moral physics. These ideas arose independently because the human brain is a pattern-detecting machine. When events defy explanation, we infer intention. When we feel awe, we imagine presence. Belief systems became the language through which these intuitions were expressed. Even the hero's journey appears across continents. Cultures separated by oceans still told stories of a young hero called to adventure, descending into danger, facing symbolic death, returning transformed, and bringing wisdom back to the community. This pattern emerges in the Epic of Gilgamesh, the Polynesian stories of Maui, the West African tale of Sundiata, the Greek myths of Heracles, and the Navajo story of Monster Slayer. These similarities are not evidence of cultural borrowing, but of psychological architecture. Humans everywhere see themselves in the hero's struggle. Rituals show the same universality. Drumming, chanting, fasting, dancing, and sacrifice emerged because they reduce anxiety, strengthen group identity, mark life transitions, synchronize emotions, and create predictability in an unpredictable world. Rituals were humanity's first social technology, a way to turn individuals into a cohesive we. Strip away the cultural costumes and belief systems across the world address the same core needs. The need to belong, to explain the world, to find comfort in uncertainty, to impose order on chaos, to define identity, and to hold on to hope. This is why religions look different but feel familiar. They are mirrors of the same species grappling with the same existential questions. Even atheistic or secular philosophies, which reject gods entirely, mirror the structure of religion. They offer moral frameworks, shared narratives, symbolic rituals, origin stories grounded in science rather than myth, and a sense of purpose rooted in human potential. This reveals a deeper truth. Belief systems are not fundamentally about gods, they are about humans. The Great Traditions, how the major religions answer the human questions. Across thousands of years, five great religious traditions rose from different corners of the world, each shaped by its own landscape, history, and cultural memory. Yet despite their differences, they all attempt to answer the same timeless questions. What is the nature of reality? How should we live? What happens when we die? What does it mean to be human? These traditions did not emerge in a vacuum. They grew from the same psychological soil described earlier in this article, the human need for meaning, belonging, order, and hope. What follows is not a doctrinal comparison, but a look at how each tradition frames the human experience and how their answers reflect the universal search for purpose. Hinduism. The oldest tapestry of meaning. Hinduism is less a single religion than a vast interwoven tapestry of philosophies, rituals, and stories that evolved over more than 3,000 years. It does not offer one path, but many. At its heart lies the idea that reality is layered and interconnected, that the visible world is only one expression of a deeper spiritual truth. Hindu thought sees life as a journey of the soul through cycles of birth, death, and rebirth. This cycle, known as samsara, is shaped by karma, the moral physics of cause and effect. A person's actions ripple outward, influencing not only their present life, but the trajectory of their future ones. Dharma, the principle of right living, provides a moral compass for navigating this journey. What makes Hinduism remarkable is its comfort with complexity. It embraces myth and philosophy, ritual and introspection, devotion and meditation. It allows for personal gods, impersonal divinity, and even philosophical atheism within the same tradition. In a world that often demands certainty, Hinduism offers something different, a spacious, layered understanding of existence that mirrors the complexity of the human mind. Buddhism, a path through suffering. Where Hinduism explores the cosmic order, Buddhism turns inward, focusing on the human condition itself. Founded by Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, it begins with a simple observation: life contains suffering. Not as punishment, not as fate, but as a natural consequence of desire, attachment, and impermanence. Buddhism does not ask followers to believe in gods or supernatural forces. Instead, it offers a method, a way of seeing the world clearly. Through mindfulness, ethical living, and mental discipline, individuals can free themselves from the patterns that cause suffering. Enlightenment is not a reward from outside, but a transformation from within. What makes Buddhism so enduring is its psychological clarity. It speaks directly to the mind's restlessness, its fears, its cravings, its illusions. In many ways, Buddhism anticipated modern psychology by thousands of years. It teaches that peace is possible not by changing the world, but by changing our relationship to it. Judaism, a covenant of identity and responsibility. Judaism is one of the oldest surviving monotheistic traditions, rooted in the idea of a covenant, a sacred relationship between a people and their God. It is a religion of memory, law, and community, shaped by centuries of exile, resilience, and cultural continuity. At its core, Judaism teaches that life has moral structure. The world is not random. It is shaped by ethical choices. The Torah, with its stories and commandments, provides a framework for living a life of justice, compassion, and responsibility. Jewish identity is carried not only through belief, but through practice. Rituals, holidays, and shared history bind the community across time and geography. Judaism's strength lies in its balance of tradition and interpretation. For thousands of years, Jewish scholars have debated, questioned, and reinterpreted their texts, creating a living tradition that evolves without losing its roots. It is a religion that honors both the mind and the heart, both law and story, both community and conscience. Christianity, a story of redemption and universal hope. Christianity emerged from Judaism but took a distinct path centered on the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. It is a religion built around a narrative, a story of sacrifice, forgiveness, and renewal. At its heart is the idea that love is the highest moral force, capable of transforming individuals and societies. Christianity teaches that humanity is flawed but redeemable, that forgiveness is possible, and that every person has inherent worth. Its message spread rapidly because it offered something radical for its time. A universal path open to all, regardless of status, ethnicity, or background. The early Christian communities were bound not by blood or tribe, but by shared belief and mutual care. Over centuries, Christianity shaped art, ethics, law, and culture across vast regions of the world. Its influence is woven into Western civilization, for better and for worse. Yet, at its core, beneath the institutions and doctrines, lies a simple message that compassion, humility, and love can heal the human condition. Islam, unity, discipline, and the rhythm of daily life. Islam, founded in the 7th century, is built on the principle of Tawhid, the absolute oneness of God. It offers a clear, structured path for living a moral and meaningful life, expressed through the 5 pillars: faith, prayer, charity, fasting, and pilgrimage. These practices create a rhythm that shapes daily life, grounding believers in discipline, gratitude, and community. The Quran is not just a scripture, but a guide for ethical living, social justice, and personal integrity. Islam emphasizes compassion, charity, and responsibility toward others. It also places strong value on knowledge, reflection, and the pursuit of understanding. For many Muslims, faith is not a compartment of life, but its foundation. It informs family, community, and identity. And as lived experience often shows, the everyday reality of Islam is far more peaceful, generous, and humane than the distorted images presented in media. At its heart, Islam is a tradition that seeks harmony between the individual and God, between the self and society, and between intention and action. 5 traditions, 1 human story. Though these religions differ in doctrine, practice, and worldview, they all address the same human needs: the need for meaning, for moral guidance, for community, for hope, and for a sense of belonging in a vast and uncertain world. Hinduism offers a cosmic map. Buddhism offers a psychological path. Judaism offers a moral covenant. Christianity offers a story of redemption. Islam offers a disciplined way of life. Different answers, different languages, different histories, yet all rooted in the same human longing to understand our place in the universe. This is why the great traditions endure. They are not relics of the past, they are reflections of the human heart. Power, corruption, and the distortion of belief. Throughout history, one of the most troubling patterns in human society is the way religious authority can become distorted when it merges with political power. Religion, in its pure form, offers moral guidance, compassion, humility, and a sense of shared humanity. But when belief becomes a tool of governance, its purpose can shift. The spiritual heart of a tradition may be overshadowed by the political needs of those who rule in its name. This is not a flaw of any particular religion, it is a flaw of human nature. The old warning that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely remains as relevant today as it was centuries ago. When leaders gain unchecked authority, they often begin to see themselves as protectors of the true faith, even when their actions contradict the values that faith teaches. In such systems, dissent becomes heresy, criticism becomes treason, and violence can be justified as a necessary defense of the sacred. History offers countless examples. Christian Europe saw it during the Inquisitions. Buddhist-majority Myanmar has seen it in recent years. Hindu nationalism has produced its own extremes. And in some modern states governed by Islamic leadership, political power has overshadowed the compassion, charity, and justice that Islam itself teaches. These patterns are not about theology. They are about the human tendency to protect authority at any cost. It is essential to separate the actions of governments from the beliefs of ordinary people. Most Muslims, like most Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, or secular individuals, simply want to live peaceful lives, raise their families, and practice their values with dignity. The kindness, generosity, and loyalty found in everyday interactions reflect the lived reality of Islam for the vast majority of its followers. The harshness or violence displayed by certain regimes is not a reflection of the religion, but of political systems that use religious language to maintain control. When religion becomes fused with state power, it can be reshaped into ideology. And ideology, unlike faith, is rigid, defensive, and often intolerant. It seeks obedience rather than understanding, conformity rather than compassion. Recognizing this distinction helps us see the world more clearly. It reminds us that individuals should not be judged by the actions of their leaders, and that the true heart of a religion is found in the daily lives of its people, not in the decisions of those who rule over them. 6. When paths diverge. Why belief systems split, compete, and sometimes clash. For tens of thousands of years, human belief systems developed in parallel, shaped by similar needs, similar fears, and similar cognitive wiring. But as societies grew larger and more complex, something changed. Belief stopped being a private or tribal matter and became a tool of identity, power, and social cohesion. And once belief became tied to identity, divergence was inevitable. Geography played a powerful role in shaping the gods people imagined. Harsh deserts produced stern, singular deities who demanded obedience and order, while lush forests inspired belief in spirits that lived in every tree, river, and animal. Mountain cultures envisioned the divine as remote and transcendent, while island societies developed cosmologies rooted in ancestors and the ocean. These differences were not random, they reflected the landscapes people depended on. A harsh environment breeds strict gods. A generous environment breeds playful spirits. Isolation deepened these distinctions. Once groups settled and stopped migrating, their belief systems crystallized. Over generations, stories became traditions, and traditions became doctrines. Small variations accumulated like genetic mutations. A shared ancestor became a different hero in each tribe. A ritual changed slightly and became a new tradition. A local spirit grew into a major deity. Given enough time, two groups with the same origin myth could end up with entirely different religions. As societies expanded, leaders discovered something profound. Belief is the strongest form of social glue. Kings, chiefs, and emperors formalized rituals, appointed priests, built temples, and defined orthodoxy. Competing ideas were outlawed. Religion became intertwined with governance, and once belief was tied to authority, divergence became political as much as spiritual. Identity sharpened these divisions. Humans are tribal by nature, defining themselves not only by who they are, but by who they are not. Belief systems became markers of belonging. We are the chosen people. We follow the true path. Our ancestors guide us. This wasn't arrogance, it was survival. Shared belief created trust within the group, but it also created suspicion of outsiders. As belief systems solidified, variation became a threat. This led to schisms, reformations, splinter groups, sects, and heresies. Every major religion fractured repeatedly, not because people disagreed about gods, but because they disagreed about interpretation. Buddhism split into Theravada, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. Christianity divided into Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant. Islam branched into Sunni, Shia, and numerous sub-traditions. Divergence was not a flaw. It was the natural evolution of ideas. Misunderstandings added another layer of fracture. In the modern world, for example, many Westerners still confuse the terms Islam and Muslim. Islam is the religion. A Muslim is a person who follows it. No different in structure from Christianity and Christian, or Judaism and Jew. Yet because global events and media narratives often amplify the most extreme behaviors, some people have come to associate the word Islam with violence, imagining that the peaceful Muslim neighbor next door is somehow an exception. This split perception is itself a fracture, a misunderstanding that separates a faith from its followers and reduces millions of ordinary people to a distorted stereotype. Personal experience often tells a different story. When I was stationed in Malaya, many of my closest colleagues and friends were Muslim. Some worked directly under me when I served as head chef at the 28th Brigade Officers' Mess. They were kind, loyal, and generous people, so much so that they once organized a surprise birthday celebration for me, something I have never forgotten. Moments like that remind us that individuals are shaped by their humanity long before their religion, and that fractures in understanding often come from distance, not from truth. Those years overseas taught me something else about human nature. When you're young, far from home, and surrounded by people from every corner of the world, the labels that divide societies tend to fade into the background. During my military days, I met, worked with, and grew close to people of many cultures: Indian, Malay, Chinese, German, and of course, British. In those moments of friendship, laughter, and youthful adventure, religion or background rarely entered our minds. We were simply people sharing time, work, and life together. Experiences like that widen a person's view. They show that the world is full of individuals, not categories, and that understanding grows naturally when you stand shoulder to shoulder with others rather than observing them from a distance. As trade routes connected distant cultures, belief systems began to interact. Some blended peacefully, while others competed for influence. Belief systems offered moral authority, social cohesion, political legitimacy, economic power, and cultural identity. When two systems with these stakes met, conflict was almost guaranteed. At the heart of divergence lies a simple truth. Humans defend their beliefs because beliefs feel like part of the self. When someone challenges a belief, the brain reacts as if the person is under physical threat. This is why debates about religion or atheism can feel so personal. They activate the same neural circuits as danger. This psychological wiring makes belief both powerful and fragile. Language deepened these divides. As languages diverged, so did the metaphors, symbols, and stories that carried belief. A concept that exists in one language may not exist in another. A metaphor that resonates in one culture may fall flat in another. A ritual that feels sacred in one group may seem strange to outsiders. Over time, these linguistic differences hardened into doctrinal differences. Belief systems don't just split, they adapt. A belief that works in one era may not work in another. New ideas emerge, old ideas transform, some fade, some flourish, some merge, some fracture. Belief systems behave like living organisms. They mutate, compete, adapt, survive, and sometimes die. This is why the landscape of belief is so diverse today. And here lies the great irony. Belief systems diverge because humans are the same, not because we are different. We all seek meaning, identity, belonging, order, and purpose. But we express those needs through different stories, shaped by different environments, histories, and cultures. The divergence of belief is not a failure of humanity. It is a testament to our creativity. 6. Competition for followers. As populations grew and trade routes connected distant cultures, belief systems began to interact. Some blended peacefully, syncretism, others competed for influence. Why? Because belief systems offer moral authority, social cohesion, political legitimacy, economic power, cultural identity. When two systems with these stakes meet, conflict is almost inevitable. 1. The psychological roots of conflict. At the heart of divergence lies a simple truth. Humans defend their beliefs because beliefs feel like part of the self. When someone challenges a belief, the brain reacts as if the person is under physical threat. This is why debates about religion or atheism can feel so personal. They activate the same neural circuits as danger. 2. Divergence isn't a failure, it's evolution. Belief systems split for the same reason species do: variation, adaptation, and survival. A belief system that works in one era may not work in another. New ideas emerge, old ideas transform, some fade, some flourish, some merge, some fracture. Divergence isn't chaos, it's the natural evolution of meaning. 3. The internal fracture. Once a belief system becomes codified, variation becomes a threat. This leads to schisms, reformations, splinter groups, sects, heresies. Every major religion has fractured repeatedly, not because people disagreed about gods, but because they disagreed about interpretation. Examples include Buddhism splitting into Theravada, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. Christianity dividing into Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant. Islam branching into Sunni, Shia, and numerous sub-traditions. Divergence is not a flaw. It's the natural evolution of ideas. 4. Clarifying Islam and Muslim. Another example of internal fracture comes from the way many Westerners still confuse the terms Islam and Muslim. Islam is the religion, while a Muslim is simply a person who follows that religion, no different in structure from Christianity and Christian, or Judaism and Jew. Yet because of global events and the way media narratives tend to amplify the most extreme behaviors, some people have come to associate the word Islam with violence, while imagining that the peaceful Muslim neighbor next door is somehow an exception. This split perception is itself a fracture, a misunderstanding that divides a faith from its followers and reduces millions of ordinary people to a distorted stereotype. My own experience tells a very different story. When I was stationed in Malaya, many of my closest colleagues and friends were Muslim. Some worked directly under me when I served as head chef at the 28th Brigade Officers' Mess. They were kind, loyal, and generous people, so much so that they once organized a surprise birthday celebration for me, something I have never forgotten. Moments like that remind us that individuals are shaped by their humanity long before their religion, and that fractures in understanding often come from distance, not from truth. 5. A broader view of the world. Those years overseas also taught me something else about human nature. When you're young, far from home, and surrounded by people from every corner of the world, the labels that divide societies tend to fade into the background. During my military days, I met, worked with, and grew close to people of many cultures: Indian, Malay, Chinese, German, and of course British. In those moments of friendship, laughter, and youthful adventure, religion or background, rarely entered our minds. We were simply people sharing time, work, and life together. Experiences like that have a way of widening a person's view. They show you that the world is full of individuals, not categories, and that understanding grows naturally when you stand shoulder to shoulder with others rather than observing them from a distance. It's one of the quiet gifts of seeing the world. You learn that humanity is far more alike than different. 6. Competition for followers. As trade routes connected distant cultures, belief systems began to interact. Some blended peacefully, syncretism. Others competed for influence. Why? Because belief systems offer moral authority, social cohesion, political legitimacy, economic power, cultural identity. When two systems with these stakes meet, conflict is almost guaranteed. 7. The psychology of belief defense. At the heart of divergence lies a simple truth. Humans defend their beliefs because beliefs feel like part of the self. When someone challenges a belief, the brain reacts as if the person is under physical threat. This is why debates about religion or atheism can feel so personal. They activate the same neural circuits as danger. This psychological wiring makes belief both powerful and fragile. 8. Language and storytelling. Deepen the divide. Language shapes thought. As languages diverged, so did the metaphors, symbols, and stories that carried belief. A concept that exists in one language may not exist in another. A metaphor that resonates in one culture may fall flat in another. A ritual that feels sacred in one group may seem strange to outsiders. Over time, these linguistic differences hardened into doctrinal differences. 9. Divergence as cultural adaptation. Belief systems don't simply split, they adapt. A worldview that serves one era may become inadequate in the next, prompting new ideas to emerge while older ones transform, fade, flourish, merge, or fracture. Divergence is not chaos. It is evolution. Belief systems behave much like living organisms, constantly adjusting to the pressures of their environment. They mutate, compete, adapt, survive, and sometimes die. This ongoing process of cultural adaptation is why the landscape of belief is so diverse today, and why no tradition remains exactly as it began. And here lies one of the great ironies of human history. Belief systems diverge not because humans are fundamentally different, but because we are fundamentally the same. We all seek meaning, identity, belonging, order, and purpose. These needs are universal, but the stories we create to satisfy them are shaped by the environments we inhabit, the histories we inherit, and the cultures that raise us. The divergence of belief is not a failure of humanity. It is a testament to our creativity, a reflection of the many ways a single species attempts to understand its place in the world. 7. Belief in the modern age. Adaptation, decline, reinvention, and the rise of new worldviews. For most of human history, belief systems were the primary lens through which people understood reality. They shaped morality, identity, community, and purpose. But the modern world, with its scientific breakthroughs, global communication, and unprecedented cultural mixing, has transformed the landscape of belief in ways no previous era could have imagined. Today, belief is not disappearing. It is evolving, adapting to new pressures and new possibilities. The scientific revolution marked one of the greatest turning points. It didn't simply provide new answers. It introduced a new method for finding them. Evidence replaced tradition, experiment replaced myth, and doubt became a virtue rather than a threat. Some belief systems adapted, weaving scientific understanding into their worldview. Others resisted, seeing science as a rival authority. Many individuals began separating spiritual meaning from literal interpretation. Science didn't erase belief, it changed the questions people asked. Modern life, saturated with information, has weakened the monopoly any single belief system once held. Competing ideas, worldviews, and philosophies are only a click away. People question inherited traditions, explore multiple spiritual paths, and often adopt hybrid or personalized beliefs. Many move fluidly between faith and skepticism, seeking meaning outside formal religion. Certainty has given way to curiosity. In many parts of the world, secularism has become a dominant cultural force, not because people stopped seeking meaning, but because they began seeking it in new places. Ethics without doctrine, purpose without supernatural claims, community without religious institutions, awe through science and nature, and identity shaped by personal values have become meaningful alternatives. Humanism, in particular, offers a worldview centered on human potential, responsibility, and compassion, without requiring belief in the divine. Yet despite predictions of religion's decline, billions still find deep meaning in traditional faith. In fact, many religions are growing, especially in regions where community, identity, and stability are most needed. Belief still offers belonging, moral grounding, hope, ritual, continuity, and comfort in suffering. Modernity challenges belief, but it does not replace the emotional and existential needs that belief fulfills. At the same time, entirely new forms of belief have emerged. Environmental spirituality sees the earth as sacred. Cosmic spirituality finds awe in astronomy and physics. Digital tribes form online communities with shared values and rituals. Self-development philosophies promise meaning through growth and psychology. Conspiracy narratives mimic the structure of religion, offering origin stories, moral battles, and chosen identities. Even technological visions, from simulation theory to digital immortality, have become the mythologies of the 21st century. Globalization has placed all belief systems in the same room for the first time in history. Traditions blend, ideas collide, and cultures influence one another in ways that were once impossible. This creates new forms of spirituality, new tensions, new dialogues, and new identity struggles. The world is no longer divided into isolated belief zones. Everything is part of the same conversation now. Modern humans also face new anxieties, information overload, social fragmentation, existential uncertainty, rapid technological change, and the loss of traditional community. These pressures create fertile ground for both rational frameworks, science, humanism, secular ethics, and emotional frameworks, spirituality, ritual, myth, and narrative. Belief today is less about doctrine and more about meaning management. Belief systems are not disappearing, they are transforming. The future will likely include more personalized spiritual paths, hybrid scientific-spiritual worldviews, renewed interest in ancient wisdom, ethical frameworks shaped by global challenges, and new myths emerging from technology and space exploration. Humanity will always seek meaning. The forms may change, but the impulse remains. In the modern world, belief systems are both more diverse than ever and more interconnected than ever. We are witnessing not the end of belief, but the beginning of a new chapter, one in which humanity, armed with science, history, psychology, and global awareness, must decide what meaning looks like in a world where all stories are visible at once. Conclusion. The human search for meaning, a journey without end. Across seven sections, we've traced the arc of human belief from its earliest sparks in the prehistoric mind to its modern expressions in a world shaped by science, technology, and global interconnection. What emerges is a portrait of humanity not as a species divided by competing doctrines, but as a species united by a shared longing, the desire to understand our place in the universe. Belief systems, whether religious, spiritual, philosophical, or secular, are the stories we tell ourselves to make sense of existence. They evolve as we evolve. They fracture as we fracture. They adapt as our world changes. Yet beneath all the diversity lies a common thread. Humans seek meaning because meaning gives us direction, identity, and hope. In the end, belief is not about gods or rituals or doctrines. It is about us, our fears, our imagination, our creativity, our need for belonging, and our endless curiosity. The systems we build may differ, but the impulse behind them is universal. And as long as humans continue to ask questions, belief in some form will always be part of our story.
Дай мне.